You're listening to One-on-One with DP. Brought to you by Canopy Street Market. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, man. DP on a Wednesday. One-on-One. Day number 22. Thank you for hanging out. Old Dad says he's up to 18-4-13. That's it. Tomorrow's a big one. 18-4-14 is big. Got to get to it. From the text line, Ben says this. Talent evaluators only have available the information that's in front of them. I don't fault old school NFL guys for missing on someone like Bart Starr. I think they absolutely got Shedeur Sanders correct, though. Okay, so here's the thing. Having been on pro staffs, been on college staffs where college recruits were coming in, having been on college staffs where recruiting was done and NFL draft projections were in play, it is literally the job of the professional at the highest level in the NFL talent evaluator. You're evaluating the most talent at the highest level. You can't afford, it's literally your job to get it right. That's your job, to gather as much information as humanly possible. And I've said 100 times that you can't measure. There is no star. There is no five. In the five-star system, intelligence, character, and heart don't have star value. So if they don't, then what are we doing? You have a five-star system that people's lives are based on. And you don't include the thing that people think are the three most important things. But okay, that's fine. Have that discussion. But to say that the evaluators didn't get it, only have what's in front of them, in today's world, I've been a part of over 200 athletes being recruited. So the process is there are coaches, elite coaches, and talent evaluators who go the extra mile to find out who the parents are, who the ex-girlfriend is, who is your high school counselor, what courses you took, etc. And from that thinking, imagine that you saw that there's this guy named Shedeur Sanders, and his tape looks good. You're interested, and then you recruit him without going to his house or meeting his parents, or no, meeting his brothers and sisters. And then he shows up on your campus, and you go, hey, I didn't know Deion was your dad. You failed. But in knowing that Deion is your dad, one, you can make an informed decision, but you also have to be able to process that information. What does it mean if this kid is Deion Sanders' son? What has Deion taught him? What benefit is there and what flaw is that? Evaluators along the way, the system is always flawed because people, humans, make those decisions based on what that human wants to achieve and accomplish. There are certain organizations that have a history of not having people in place who make solid decisions when it comes to making certain decisions. Again, I just ran through an era where the Browns picked poorly, and the Saints picked quarterbacks poorly, and the Raiders picked quarterbacks poorly. We can go through this. We can go through this. We can do this dance. But the reality is we don't know everything. We cannot know everything. It's all a crapshoot, and then you get out there and you play. And there are tons of free agents who were evaluated, reevaluated, assessed, reassessed, worked out, and still thought not good enough for me to waste a draft pick on. And for all these free agents that I listed, remember that those teams brought in rookies that year. They brought in free agents that year that they actually worked out. And they said, we would rather have this than you. And then those people had a thing, an undefinable thing, that allowed them to outwork the people who were drafted first, second, third, etc. And for them to prove the evaluators wrong, to prove the administrators wrong, the ownership wrong, the coaches wrong. They proved them all wrong. You were wrong. You looked at me, you looked at my tape, you looked at my production, and you said not good enough. Well, guess what? You were wrong. And it happened. It happens in every sport. I mean, think about it. Our own Eric Strickland had to go the long route. And we talk about the long route, to get to the NBA, to prove them all wrong. That the undersized guy from Nebraska, who didn't win everything, right? And winning matters, you know, people will talk about that. But he didn't have certain boxes, preconceived, pre-made, pre-arranged boxes checked. But what could they not measure? The heart of Eric Strickland. The IQ of Eric Strickland. The motivation of Eric Strickland.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
We get caught up in stuff and you just go, wow, I'm pretty sure that there have been a ton of Nebraska basketball players who we thought they're going to be great NBA players, and they're not. Or you thought that, well, that guy's not going to make it, and then, oh, he made it. Who had Ty Lue as a world champion coach in the NBA from his time in Nebraska? And you thought, that guy's going to lead men. We get so caught up in knowing. I say this all the time. It's not my job in this field to have all the answers. I do aspire to get to the right question. And the system is set up, one, to create conversation. Mock drafts are simply for you to consume content. And you consume content for a variety of reasons. Mainly among them is to feel like you're connected and informed about the sport that you love, or the team that you love, or the player that you love. There are parents who finally get a, you know, star high school player who's getting recruited, and then they have to figure out, well, wait a minute, my son's really good. And they go, well, compared to who? And then they go on a deep dive, and they think, well, they figured out how college recruiting goes. No. They only know what they know. They have no idea what they have no idea about. And the same thing applies for mock drafts and otherwise. Right, Mikey Moore? Yep. Tony Farmer. There are guys here who had some success. Situation and circumstance matter, right? Catching lightning in a bottle matters. You know, who had Kyle Perry playing for the Savannah Bananas, making a living in baseball? Right? And I can tell you, I'll give you a really good example of how sometimes the system gets it wrong and then you outwork the system. Hey, Bob, the first day you met me, do you ever think I'd own the station?
Not necessarily. That's not what was on my mind.
It wasn't on you. It wasn't. And you were informed because you had been at the ticket for a while.
Yeah.
Pretty good idea about what the ticket was at the time. Right?
Yeah.
Situation and circumstance. To go through and go, we could hire, we get offers for people who want to do shows on a daily basis. And I have chosen the group to work from. Right. The group to work, the group I want to work with, based on what I want to get here. And Bach has a list. He anybody that comes to Bach and go, hey man, I'd love to work at Ticket. Bach would have a list in his, he could give you the elevator pitch for, well, here's what DP wants, man. This is what I know what you think radio, sports radio is, but here are DP's rules. But my rules aren't the same as some other folks and some other stations. And if you don't understand that the one of the big things that I make decisions on is, do I want to work with you every day? You could be the best radio guy. I have to make a decision based on that. But compared to who? And making those decisions, that is a part of sports, whether it be radio, whether it be recruiting, whether it be coaching, whether it be developing talent, whatever it is. You have to pick people that have some understanding of what it is that you want to deal with on a daily basis and be able to effectively produce that. And what I know about Bach is that Bach is reliable. Bach loves what we do. He loves preparing. He never stresses about, hey, let me go deep dive. Let me find some information. Let me do my research. I don't have issue. I don't have issue with anybody who does their research above and beyond, and they show up to work because they love showing up for work to do the thing. I can work with a whole lot of other stuff. Bach doesn't have to be an NFL player for me to want to work with him. But that's what happens in this, and we get so caught up in the cosmetic a part of it and the perceived idea of it. Bach's not a social media guy. That's not really his thing. Okay. But if it was his thing, okay. There are people that work here who love being on social media. There are people who don't. There's room for both. In order for me to cover all the bases of what's required for sports radio to happen, to cover all of the sports, did anybody here know gymnastics, or did we have to go learn it? Had to go learn it. Did we know bowling? Had to go learn it. Swimming, diving, had to go learn it. Wrestling, had to go learn it. Women's volleyball, had to go learn it. What we know versus what we need to know and what we think we know. Sports, especially in this vacuum, is that to understand that nobody, and I mean nobody, has all the answers. Nobody gets it right every time. It's just who you want to ride with. Who do you want to ride with? How do you feel about this thing? It's a simple thing. It's a simple thing. Kmart Steve says, I bet a lot of people would be very surprised by how hard it is to talk about sports for 3 hours every day. And hey, Steve, we do every day. We do 7 days a week. But around here, you have to know sports, talk sports, and defend your sports take, your knowledge of sports, far, far longer than 3 hours a day. And some of y'all would be stunned that some of the conversations between Jay Foreman, Eric Strickland, Adam Carriker, Austin Orban, Jake Bachhoven, Nick Sainert, Jake Sorensen, over in the back hallways of the Ticket. But that's how I know I have the right people, because they would do this for free, but I don't ask them to. They get to do it because of that very reason. We'll go to break. We'll close out one-on-one, hand it up to the Captain Show.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.